The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Say hello to my little Covfefe.
See? That's the beauty of Covfefe.
It's whatever you want
it's
it to
be. Really. It's everything and anything.
Right. So if you haven't heard this story, if you've been hiding under that rock again, late last night, the president was tweeting and either got lost in Russian code or fell asleep.
I thought maybe he was talking, like doing the speech.
He may have.
And you know how people will have strokes or something, or they just, I thought maybe he was covfefeing.
Actually, it does kind of look Cyrillic. Maybe there was a Cyrillic filter on there and he just forgot to turn it off.
Absolutely could have been. So he tweets out covfefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. That's what it, and despite the... despite the constant negative press.
That's a Russian code word.
Covfefe.
That's a Russian code word right there.
I think so,
you
too.
You know that's going to be in the dictionary in 2 years.
Yeah, well, no, it's already there.
What?
It's already, as Urban Dictionary, I think, already has it out there.
I meant the real dictionary.
Yes, it is now a part of the lexicon.
Yep.
It's there. So covfefe could mean any number of things. This morning on the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson put out the hashtag Define Covfefe. And everybody has been, I mean, there are some
good
ones.
They're brilliant.
Who is John Galt? The first rule of covfefe, you don't talk about covfefe.
One of my favorite ones was, it's the twin brother to Kaiser Sose.
Yes, another great one. Just ask Jeffy MRA, but I'm pretty sure he has a website dedicated to it. The official person who writes all of President's tweets. Let's see. Someone said
they're just going to go into North Korea and just say
covfefe.
Yes, the Koreans will
and
know.
They'll be running around not knowing. They'll have teams of code talkers trying to decipher what covfefe means because, hey, covfefe.
I prefer to do the covfefe. Covfefe.
two points on this. Uh-huh. So one, it's irritating to me that we are hanging on every single action and word of this presidency, and we're just waiting to make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he doesn't get himself into these problems.
Keeps us in business.
Yes, it does. But it's just ridiculous. I mean, if President Obama would have made a typo on a tweet, mm-hmm. would it have trended and lit the internet on fire, quote unquote?
Well, and here's the funny thing is this thing it was up overnight. And it had something like 118,000 retweets, response, whatever. But then they deleted it this morning for some reason. It's like you would think of all people that know, and who knows if it was the president that deleted it or somebody else that has access to account deleted it.
I want to know who those 5,000 plus likes are, what they thought it was. Because how do you like something without knowing what the heck it is?
Oh, I've done that before.
Have you ever
done that?
I would have laughed at it and just hit like. I was laughing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the... Yeah, I see stuff all the time. I have no idea what that means, but hey.
I tell you what,
I'm bad at social media.
Yeah, you don't even have a Facebook account, so.
I know, I don't.
Okay. I tell you what, though, with the amount of tweeting that this president does, if this is the worst we've gotten off of an autocorrect, he is doing good. Because I've had some pretty disastrous autocorrect mistakes before.
Oh my goodness,
disastrous.
Once I was talking into my texter? Anyway, talking into it, I was texting
Keith,
and it called him a really naughty word. And I saw it later and I went, oh my gosh, I don't even know how it got that one. I had to apologize.
A lot of us have called Keith really naughty words. It's okay.
Well, it was not with the intent.
Right. Define covfefe is cultural appropriation. Only the oppressed Kekistani people know the meaning. No word in English translate to covfefe. I mean, it's truly the misspelling that has united a country and
that's
or the world.
That's it. Forget the hugging. Forget the faux beheading. Mm-hmm. Just covfefe.
But yeah. You know what? But so covfefe. What's even funnier though is like Trump has a complete inability to respond to every time he screws up or a member of his staff screws mm-hmm. up. But he actually followed it up with, and this was by 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. He tweeted out, "Who can figure out the true meaning of covfefe?" Enjoy.
Smartest yeah. way to play it.
That's the yes. best way.
Smartest way to play it.
He trolled everyone that was already making fun of him. If you know what I mean?
If you can't fix it, feature it.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant move because usually he comes out in defense of himself and, you know, mm-hmm. tries to make other people look stupid.
Right.
And this, he's embracing it.
If you're Sean Spicer, look
awesome.
At this and take notes. Like, yeah. you know what I'm
yes.
saying? Like, take
yes.
notes. This is all you have to do.
Yes.
All you really have to do is go, hey, you know, every time he said something, just go, hey, you know, yeah that was crazy, right? Yeah, but this is what he really meant. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or, you know, that's all you really have to say. You don't have to, you know, go all Melissa McCarthy and get all crazy in there.
I would kind of, if I were Spicer, I would probably play it off as, well, we actually can't discuss it. It's of national security, you know, something. I mean, just to make it sound official.
I could define covfefe, but
way.
I'd rather drink it. That's what one of our... I tell you, we got the smartest viewers out there. Listeners
yes,
and viewers.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.